Apparently, the Pine Sol lady was at the Scrubby Bubble with Mr. Clean. Now she is the mom.
Cleaning gossip. There's a,
Did she make those earrings?
Yeah.
I love them.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, they're fun.
This isn't a read. Is it several earrings stuck together?
There's no way to be sure.
Not a great business model. Buying three sets of earrings to glue together to sell for the price of one earring.
It's three broken earrings all glued together.
Hi, the swan ate my baby, Trixie Mattel.
And I have a spectacular opportunity that could benefit both of our sex lives, but I'm unwilling to disclose the details. Katya.
And welcome to...
Oh.
The show where we talk about whatever we want.
Because it's our show, baby.
And not yours. Pulling the patch.
That's right, pulling the patch. Now this is, of course, is a euphemism for...
Widget your gidget.
Yeah, yanking the crank.
Speed the birds.
Yeah, bimini the boulash. Rotating the cheese wheel.
I've been watching a lot of porn. I want to talk about... I'm recently interested in POV porn.
I am not. I need you to tell me exactly why you are.
I'm going to be honest. I'm often portraying the role of a woman.
Okay. So point of view is, just to be clear, it's not pigs or vampires, it's point of view, right?
Imagine it's pigs or vampires, because that's where it loses me. I don't want to have to choose.
I want both.
I'm both.
I want pigs and vampires.
I'm also very into, I like the boys and the things that aren't people. That's not what I search for.
I've got a video for you. A pumpkin. Halloween pumpkin. Huge
really?
Butt, big time ding dong.
You know what's sad?
What?
I've seen it. Because you know what? I am nothing if not festive. In September, I do pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving, I do gourds.
Yeah, Friday.
And I say gorgeous. December, get a present, obviously. Uh-huh. Fruitcake.
You'll log up your...
Let's come up with some fun ways to talk about off in this episode without getting us demonetized, because if WoW can't get paid, we can't get paid, and then I can't buy Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
So pull the padge. I've heard people in the wild say pull the padge,
yeah.
And I don't even know if they know what it really means, because we ruined it.
We shifted the conversation.
To me, it makes me think of the padge being your cash and prizes.
Between me down there.
Your what's gone sour.
Yep.
Yeah, your Laffy Taffy.
Your bag of Skittles.
Or if you're a woman,
Your break room. You know what I mean? The break room fridge.
Your manila folder.
Yes. The Office Depot.
Your number two acrylic.
Yes.
Actually, your butthole will be your number two acrylic.
Your butthole?
Your number two acrylic.
It would, because number two.
Because poo.
I'm going to tell you something that you are not going to believe.
I hate poop. Don't do this to me.
No, it's not about poop.
Okay.
It's worse. A pair of Italian researchers discovered that a fetus in the womb of its mother appeared to not only be pleasuring itself, herself, let's say, but achieved orgasm while in the womb. Often you'll find a boy child in the crib with an wiener.
A boy child?
A boy child. A child.
Are you Amish? It's the boy child.
In the crib.
A with bimini.
A bimini in its bond.
A bimini bond boy child. A bimini bond boy
in full boulash.
Can I ask you, what was the first time and place that you pulled the page? Pulled the page.
Well,
pulled the page.
Rio de Janeiro, 1996. No, I was a humper. I was a humper.
And you had a...
Yeah, hunchback.
Yeah.
Notre Dame.
Well, you were a hunchback and you played for Notre Dame, but
unrelated, but
yeah.
I didn't know about this motion.
Forgot you had arms.
Armless, legless, motivated.
Was the pillow hot?
The pillow was this, that,
or he was like 6'4", green eyes. He's 6'4", he's green eyes. He has sandy blonde hair, and...
So there was a large man named, let's call him Jason. He was a trick, he liked to do trickery. A teenage trickery.
Sure.
And he told me to stick my finger up my and I did it. And
you reported back?
I reported back.
Live
and
at the scene.
Yeah, I said, oh yeah, I did that. And he was like, I can't believe you did that. You're gay. It was an ambush. or setup.
So you
were framed.
You're still not really gay. You're just confused.
I'm confused.
Because someone told you really young.
But then he let it slip, sort of like he was telling me.
Sounds
that
like you let it slip.
I let it rip. Yeah, like he told me how to do the proper technique. How did you learn? When did you know? Who told you?
I'm uncomfortable discussing it because I've inherited the shame.
Oh, that's okay. Let's process it right now.
I think I started too young.
No. Remember the fetus story?
Oh, right. I was right on time.
Yeah.
And right. I started as... So think about that.
Going back to the source.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I went from Michael Phelps, and then I did this for a little bit.
Yeah, to Busy Phillips.
And then I came out of This Is Me Being Born. Came out. I've gotten very physical. I came out, and then just...
You came out swinging. You would take the cord, and you were doing that thing between your legs.
Yes.
You tried to zip line through your crotch down that umbilical cord. Oh no, you know how sometimes the child is strangled? You were doing it on purpose. Autoerotic.
I wish I could touch you right now.
I know you can't.
So I'm gonna have to do this.
And let me ask you this. Did you start with doing this traditional motion with the hand? I'm gonna
yes.
say self-pleasure.
I think it graduated to this, but in the beginning it was more of like a... No, oh, that's not true. Well, it makes sense because it twisted right off at some point.
It was one of those, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I just pulled the cord and it flew right off. It's not even really interesting because it's probably really the only thing that everybody has done.
Yeah.
At some point.
Everybody does it.
I hate to think about it.
Why? What do you mean? What do you mean you hate to think about it?
Because that means like your mom did it.
Oh yeah, my mom was in her chain. I'm just kidding. She was pulling her padge until the cows came up.
She me off.
She me off at my high school graduation. No, I'm just kidding. I changed grips one day spontaneously. Like changed hands and then went from this to this.
Yes, I will say I've been in non-self sex situations where the...
You mean with another person?
Yes.
Okay.
Where the configuration requires me to become a lefty.
Absolutely.
It's almost like becoming straight is becoming a lefty. Like it's like a really a hard
It's very
shift.
Disorienting.
Yes. Because you've got your tired just a holster hand. And then you've got your, I've never done this before hand.
The innocent ingenue hand.
Yeah, the ingenue.
The crone, the
this
weathered
is the
crone.
One that's like, it's gonna be $20 and if you wanna massage me, it's $45. And this hand is like, I just had my blood. We need to eliminate the ultimate universal yeah. kink. That's the first thing to go with kink shaming.
Cannibalism?
No.
Oh.
Pulling the padge is the first sexual shame that has
Mama,
to be eliminated.
Mama, we're so past that. I know.
We're not, though.
I know we're not. You're right.
The nun at the church. Yeah. And carves holes in herself at night with those nails. But she acts like...
As if she doesn't rig that Dyson up into...
Yes! She rides that Dyson around the room. The school nurse... She's riding that. She's out on the Roomba. When you're on the room, this is the school nurse.
Up inside her.
She's like, what do you want? I can take your temperature. I can let you lay down with an ice pack for a little bit, but then you have to go back to class. That.
What is the longest period of time you've went without masturbating?
Well, I didn't go off from being born to like 7, and that was hard.
I'll try to go like, not recently, but I'll try to go without masturbating because guess what happens? Dreams.
No!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because you're going to bed with like unresolved sexual tension and unexpressed sexual feelings.
You're still waiting for that ghost. When you buy your house and we start going with realtors, mm-hmm. you need to be like haunted, please.
Yeah. What are the chances of me getting a handjob by a ghost in this house? You know, depending on your plumbing, you're going to use a different technique. You've got pipes, you got drains, you got ham hocks and collard greens and whatever.
Yeah. You got a hole or a pool? I don't think that's the terminology anymore.
No. I have meat sauce in my teeth.
Meat sauce?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
What's the weirdest thing you put up your...
All kinds of vegetables.
Suicide note.
A dinosaur bone?
Not all kind of vegetable.
All kind of vegetable. All kind of vegetable.
And you're like a ninja. It comes out all shredded.
Most things that you juice... You know, I used to do cucumbers, shave them down to the right thickness, put a condom on it, yank it up there.
shave it down
to the right thickness, because a cucumber as it comes from the store is often too thick for my she's
tiny, tiny, teeny.
Is this episode over? Is this episode over?
I think it's over because my hat says it is. Sorry.
Hey, when it comes to pulling the padge, your body, your choice.
Absolutely, and don't let anybody make you feel ashamed. What is natural, normal, and healthy.
If you weren't meant to masturbate, your arms wouldn't reach that far.
Right, and guess what? You don't even need your arms, so.
Teeth.
Yeah.
Sis, that's on period.
That's
I
right.
bet you can masturbate on your period.
Absolutely, you can and should. Bimini Bomb Bloodlash.
Bimini Bomb Bloodlet.
Bimini Bomb Bloodlust.
And you know what else is good about it? In a normal human-to-human sexual interaction, uncomfortableness, breaking the ice.
So much.
Hoping you're
Money.
Compatible. You know who you're sexually compatible with?
Yourself.
Yourself.
And guess which relationship is always open to development and exploration?
The money. Landlord.
Teacher, student.
Yeah. Get your microbladed.
Unbelievable.
Ron, this is somehow your fault.
Dear
Jeff, me. I'm going to speak to you about paying the light bill around here.